Nothing, writes Mr. Andrew Chu, nothing, not even surgery, will grant me the mute simplicity of having always been a woman. That's because you're not a woman. You're a man. I will live with this or I won't. That's fine. The negative passions, grief, self-loathing, shame, regret. Now think about this. This man is admitting that pursuing a change of his gender is driving him bonkers. And in his dementia, in his delusion, he's insisting that the process continue. In what sane world, in what world where we actually care for other souls, is this, not only is it legal, it's becoming mandatory. You have to go and find a guy like Andrew Chu and you're going to go, oh, I'm sorry, please let me love you. What? You want to do what? No, oh, that's awesome. No, I'm totally down with it. No, I'm not. The negative passions, now listen to this, grief, self-loathing, shame, regret, are as much a human right as universal health care or food. You don't have a right to universal health care and a right to food. They are true that care of your body is a necessity to longevity, and you're most certainly going to need food in order to make that happen. But in the world in which we live, those aren't rights. They're necessities. Then he continues, there are no good outcomes in transition. Okay, well then why pursue it? And why is it being promoted as a panacea, as joy to the world? There are no good outcomes in transition. There are only people begging to be taken seriously. I will take you seriously and lock you in a rubber room, sir. I will take you seriously and beg you to go find a confessor to help deal with your dysphoria. Find a psychologist or a psychiatrist to help you deal with the medical part of it. Yes, I will take you. Who's not taking people that are trying, that think that they were born in the wrong body seriously? This is not a matter of seriousness. It's a matter of right and wrong. Rod Dreher, do you see what's happening here? Chu says that the treatment doctors have given him are making him sicker, even making him desire suicide. But if he wants to suffer and to die, then he should have that right. Satisfying desire is the only thing that matters. And we live in a world that promotes the satisfaction of desire and promotes it to children. This is why I keep telling you. When this is done with children, this is child abuse, straight up. No parent that had a child suffering a debilitating disease that there is a medical treatment for. Now look, there are these rare cases where some people say, or some Amish people that have said, yeah, we don't want this newfangled treatment. We're going to deal with this homeopathically at home, et cetera, et cetera. There's always a balance there between the